The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I feel the need for speed.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I love you. It's never having to say you're sorry.
He's looking at you, kid.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
No, I am the father.
I'm Batman.
I'm Spartacus.
Bond. James Bond.
Those sounds mean it's time to go behind the scenes of another classic film. This week we're looking at Fatal Attraction. Now, this tale centres on a married man who has a weekend affair with a woman who refuses to allow it to end and becomes obsessed with him. This is Dan Gallagher, played by Michael Douglas, being told by the woman he is sleeping with, Alex, played by Glenn Close, that she is pregnant.
You're not going to have to be.
Why not? Why are they one-parent families? At least they don't end in divorce.
I don't have a say in this.
I want this child. It has nothing to do with you. I want it whether you're going to be a part of it or not.
Then why are you telling me? Huh? Why? Why just go ahead and do it?
I was hoping that you would want to be a part of it.
This is crazy. This is totally insane.
I'm 36 years old. It may be my last chance to have a child.
Alex. Think what you're saying. Just think about it. We are going to live with this for the rest of our lives.
I know. I've thought of that.
With the background on the story, I'm joined by Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. This was just massive at the time, and it was a global sensation. Michael Douglas, Glenn Close and Anne Archer, that the married man, as you said, having a weekend affair that won't end and won't go away. And a lot of social commentators at the time drew similarities with somebody spreading AIDS. So it became very divisive. The media was split down the middle. Anyway, it came from James Dearden, who wrote it, and he had made a short film in 1980 for British television. And more than 20 directors passed on directing the movie. Nobody wanted to make it. But the producers, Sherry Lansing and Stanley R. Jaffe, they wanted to move forward. They had serious doubts about casting Glenn Close. They didn't think she was sexy enough. Glenn Close's agent first called to express her interest, and he was told, please don't make her come in. She's completely wrong for the part. And director Adrian Lynn also thought that Glenn Close was the last person on earth who should play Alex. And when you think that, he in his mind was thinking Tracy Ullman, I know that's just ridiculous, but that's who he was thinking. Close was persistent, and she met with Jaffe, the producer, lots of times in New York. And eventually she was asked to fly out to Los Angeles to read for the part with Michael Douglas in front of the producers, Adrian Lynn, and in front of the director, Adrian Lynn, and the producer, Sherry Lansing. And she let her hair grow naturally frizzy, go wild. And she wore a really slimming black dress. And she thought she looked fab. And actually, Sherry Lansing agreed with her. So they went in and they performed the scene with Dan in a cafe. And Close came away from it absolutely convinced, as she said herself, my career was over, I was finished, I had completely blown my chances. She didn't realise the impression that she had made on Lansing and Lynn, because they were immediately taken by the fact that she had this tragic, bewildering mix of sexuality and rage. And in an interview in 2013, Glenn Close said that she wondered about mental health stigma, and that if she was to play the part today, the first thing they would think about would be the mental health stigma. But at that time, it didn't even register.
And all the other people that might have played the part, Sharon Stone, and you could think why they would want her, Diana Ross?
Yeah, they thought Diana Ross would be right for this part. And that, I can understand Faye Dunaway. I can understand Angelica Houston. But Diana Ross, anyway, listen, Tracy Ullman as well, that's it that he had wanted. And way down the list was Glenn Close in the end. Yeah. And in fact, She was the fourth choice after it had been offered to Deborah Winger and Miranda Richardson and Judy Davis. So, you know, it just beggars belief. But the male part that went to Michael Douglas, like, they had Nicolas Cage, Kevin Costner, De Niro, Harrison Ford, Mel Gibson, Jack Nicholson. Like, it was Uncle Tom Cobley and all. And eventually they settled on Michael Douglas.
And yet you can't imagine it with two other characters playing these parts. The most controversial thing maybe was the bunny boiling scene.
Yeah, and Glenn Close was really uncomfortable with that. She actually did go to some psychologists and discuss it. And she felt it was too extreme. But they told her that such an action was entirely possible and that Alex's behavior corresponded to someone who had experienced incestual sexual abuse as a child. So that's the backstory that the psychologists were writing. And so Glenn Close went with it. She really, in the original, you know, there was another ending was filmed, and that was actually released in Japan. And so the Japanese audience saw Glenn Close use a knife that Michael Douglas had left on the kitchen table, and she uses it to slit her own throat while listening to Madame Butterfly. And that was the version that was released. And so thereby framing Michael Douglas with her murder. But his wife, Beth, finds a cassette tape and that Alex had sent to him, and where she had threatened to kill herself. Beth plays it for the cops. The cops then understand that this is what has happened, and he's released from custody. But the test screening said, no. Needs a much more upbeat ending than this. So Paramount had to do a complete reshoot. Glenn Close didn't want to do the reshoot. She felt it was really strong as it was. But in the end, they did. And the rest, as they say, is history. Because,
now, let's hear another clip from it. And in this one, another fractious interaction between Dan and Alex. Both parties clearly not on the same page.
I don't know what you're up to, but I'm going to tell you it's going to stop right now.
No, it's not going to stop. It's going to go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I'm pregnant. I'm going to have our child.
Alex, that's your choice, honey. That has nothing to do with me.
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
Well, what am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
Don't you remember our weekend? It wasn't that wonderful. Why can't we just be like that again? I know you feel it too. I mean, what are you so afraid of?
Hey, just don't flatter yourself, Alex.
Go ahead, hit me. I mean, why don't you just hit me?
You're so sad. You know that, Alex. Lonely and very sad.
Don't you ever pity me, smug bastard.
I'll pity you, but you're sick.
Why? Because I won't allow you to treat me like some slut you can just bang a couple of times and throw in the garbage?
Wow. What a film. I mean, it's a thriller to beat many, many thrillers dating from 1987, as you say. It might not be made in quite the same way today. How did it do with the critics and the box office?
Well, the critics loved it. The critics' consensus was it's a potboiler in the finest sense. Fatal Attraction is a sultry, juicy thriller that's a hard to look away from once it gets going. And the New York Times' Janet Maslin said prophetically that this film would become a long-standing favourite with audiences, writing, years hence, it will be possible to pinpoint the exact moment that produced Fatal Attraction and the precise circumstances that made it a hit. And, you know, every marriage counsellor in America was applauding because it meant that so many marriages were saved because this was what could be the outcome if you were messing around. And it was made on a budget of $14 million. It became the biggest box office hit in the world for 1987, and it took $320 million, and it got 6 Oscar nominations. So, you know, including Best Picture and Best Director. So it was a phenomenal hit.
Well, well worth a watch if you've never seen it. It's terrifying. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. It is called Fatal Attraction, and Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.